This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. The government gave nod to increase the minimum support prices for Rabi crops for marketing season 2025-26. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav briefed media about the cabinet decisions taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Mr. Vaishnav said the government also approved construction of Varanasi Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay multi-tracking project, including a new rail-cum-road bridge across Ganga River in Uttar Pradesh. The minister said this project will ease connectivity, minimize logistics cost, reduce oil imports and lower CO2 emissions. The project will generate direct employment for about 10 lakh people during construction days. He said the project cost will be 2,642 crore rupees and will be completed in 4 years. The Union Cabinet approved 3% increase in dearness allowance for central government employees and dearness relief for pensioners. Mr. Vaishnav said increase in DA and DR will benefit over 49 lakh central government employees and over 64 lakh pensioners. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair a half-day conclave of chief ministers of the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, and their deputies in Chandigarh, Haryana today. BJP President J.P. Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah will also attend the meeting. According to a BJP statement, the proceedings will begin immediately after the swearing-in ceremony of the newly elected Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini. Senior BJP leader Nayab Singh will take oath as the Chief Minister of Haryana today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at Shalimar Ground in Panchkula. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony. Yesterday, Mr. Singh met Governor Bandaru Dattatreya after being elected as the leader of the Legislative Party and staked claim to form the government in the state. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, yesterday visited the Broadcast Engineering Consultants, India Limited, in Noida and discussed various issues with the officials of the institute. During the meeting, presentation was also made on the working of this institute. Dr. Murugan also visited Marwa Studios at Film City and took stock of the ongoing activities at Marwa Studios and Asian Academy of Film and Television. On the occasion, he highlighted the importance of media and entertainment. The India AI Mission has selected 8 responsible AI projects in response to the expression of interest issued under the Safe and Trusted AI pillar. The Ministry of Electronics and IT emphasized that these projects recognize the need for robust safeguards to ensure the responsible development, deployment, and adoption of AI. These projects include the development of indigenous tools and frameworks and establishing guidelines for ethical, transparent, and trustworthy AI technologies. Mumbai Airport Commissionerate Zone 3 seized 1.725 kilograms of gold valued at 1.25 crore rupees in 2 separate smuggling cases at Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport CSMI on the night of Tuesday to Wednesday. 2 individuals, including an airport staff member, were arrested. In Turkey, a 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck yesterday in the Kale district of southern Malatya province. According to country's Disaster and Emergency Management Presidency, the tremor held at a depth of about 10.07 kilometers. So far, there have been no reports of damage or casualties. In Bangladesh, the interim government led by Professor Muhammad Yunus announced to cancel 8 national holidays introduced by Sheikh Hasina, including birth and death anniversary of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman on March 17th and on August 15th respectively. In cricket, opening day of the first test between India and New Zealand was completely washed out due to rains. The match was to be held at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru, where rains disrupted the play. The day two is expected to have an early start with toss. And that is the end of this news bulletin.